Welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment, live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J. and Eric. And Eric, by the way, I love that movie. Do that thing you do. Yeah, I love that one.
I really do. I love the song, too.
And I thought, I really thought it was a great movie. Every time it's on, like, HBO or whatever. I think it was made for HBO, wasn't it? It might have been.
I think Tom Hanks either produced or directed it.
No, it wasn't on the big screen. It was made for HBO.
Was on the big screen.
I don't think so.
I can't remember if it was.
I thought I saw it on the big screen.
Nope, I saw it. It was made for HBO and it was premiered on HBO.
But what didn't you like about that? I really loved that movie.
I thought it was just over the top about what it was supposed to be about.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
And this song, they just kept playing it over and
they
over.
They played it
and
quite a bit.
Again.
Yeah. If you hate it, it could be annoying.
But I like the song, though.
So
yeah,
that was the only
like
song the band in the movie played.
But how about the girl in the movie? What's her name?
I don't remember.
Liv Tyler?
Tyler?
She was pretty cute. She picked the wrong guy in the beginning, though. What's up with that? She picked the weird guy.
She's Steven Tyler's daughter.
Yeah.
Who?
Singer for Aerosmith.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? Who?
Yeah, the Who. I thought it was the guy
was in the Who, or the Guess Who.
Ugh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, but we have to like the movie because right now we've got on someone who's responsible for that thing you do and not that thing that you do, Dave.
I do it a lot.
I said that and he heard me?
Yes, he heard you. Tom Hanks, thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Oh, thank you so much. And whoever said they didn't like the movie, I'm a good enough guy to forgive you for it.
Thank you, Tom. That's Eric. That's all Eric.
Yeah, I love the movie, Tom.
Yes.
Well, thanks. Thank you very much. I hold it dear to my heart. And, you know, it was a great experience. And let me tell you, Liv Tyler, absolute sweetheart.
Oh, I bet. She's now, you've been happily married, so I'm sure.
it was a father-daughter type thing, really.
But I love Rita Wilson.
Which one?
Rita is actually making coffee right now.
Yeah.
And she's an angel. She's an absolute angel. Yeah.
Now you're good friends with Ron Howard, who's one of my favorites as well.
Oh, Ron. Yeah. Oh, I always say whenever I see him, I say, "Oh, Ron."
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious because, you know, Eric and I really like this show, Last Man on Earth, and they've stolen something from one of your movies, Castaway.
My beard?
Well, the beard, too, yeah. But
the hair and the beard.
The hair and the beard, and also
But now he's shaving.
The sports balls.
That's right, Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson.
Yeah.
So are you still friends with Wilson? Do you still talk to each other?
No, he lost it in the movie.
In that one scene when Wilson goes off, I'm getting a little choked up. I really get into my roles, and I'm thinking about seeing Wilson go off. Oh, Wilson! Oh, Ron!
Well, of course.
Wilson and I are still good friends. We go down to Santa Monica Beach every now and then, and I just play a little volleyball with myself.
That's got to hurt his face. But I want to thank you very much, Tom Hanks. Actually, your name is Jonna Wilson. Comedian Jonna Wilson from First Impressions, Tuesday nights on USA Network. And I'm actually kind of sad because it's the season finale coming up this Tuesday.
It is the season finale. I know. It's been a great show. I loved it.
Yeah, we've loved it as well. We've had on someone every single week. And, of course, now, who is the special guest judge on your episode?
Tom Arnold is the special guest.
Oh, we've met him.
Well, yeah,
really? I thought it would be somebody funny.
I'm excited to see what they put on of Tom because he was making so many jokes during filming.
Yeah.
I was like, they are going to have to make this an hour-long episode.
They should have, though, because it's a season finale and everything, and so of course you can't reveal, you know, who won and everything, but you do several different voices, and you know, so of course Tom Hanks we heard from, but I know another one that Dave really likes, Billy Crystal.
I do.
City Slickers, all that stuff.
No, I do.
You do.
I do.
Of course you do. So Bill.
Billy Crystal, he's a wonderful guy. Wonderful to be here. I want to thank you all for welcoming me here. God, I love being on the radio. It really utilizes all of my talents.
I heard you were a pallbearer at Muhammad Ali's funeral. Or what is it, the guy who delivers the speech?
Eulogist. Oh, yeah, he probably was.
David Eulogy, yes.
You did a great Billy Crystal.
Yeah, that is a great Billy Crystal. Yeah, actually, I thought it was that little green guy from Monsters, Inc.
No.
Same guy.
Oh, it is?
Oh, Billy. No, yeah. Billy Crystal's fantastic.
Yeah.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you do so many others. One of my favorites is someone that my pet duck Frozen loves to dress up as, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
From Magic
right,
Mike.
That's right. Magic Mike was great because I got to take off my shirt every single day.
Well, you do that like usually, don't you?
Oh, I actually don't have any shirts. I show up to big events and they say, Matthew, put this on. So that's the only time that I put a shirt on.
I wish I had that problem. I wish I had that problem.
Wow, you were fantastic in what movie was that where you won the Academy Award for Best Actor? I forgot.
The Dallas Buyers Club.
You were fantastic in that movie.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, how did you lose all that weight?
I just ate
playing the bongos.
Played bongos. I did not smoke marijuana this time though, because that would have made me too hungry, man.
Yeah.
Too hungry. I just ate one apple a day, and I played the bongos. I can't play the bongos.
Before. Wow. You're also good in that car commercial that's running
Lincoln.
Right now.
Lincoln.
Those are creepy.
They are?
I think they're creepy.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it depends on what you think creepy is.
Exactly.
Right? Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night, you see a shadow on the wall, you say, watch out. But then you realize it's your guardian angel, and he says, how you doing? You say, I'm doing pretty good. You go right back to sleep like a little baby.
Hey, can you do that in the beginning of... Yeah. Wolf of Wall Street. Remember that one?
Oh yeah, man. That's
pounding the chest.
There
it is. Yeah.
This is the one that's creepy.
This is the commercial.
That's the car commercial?
This is the Matthew McConaughey.
No, that's the shadow on the wall.
No, this is one of the commercials.
Wow.
Wow. What do you have to say for yourself, Matthew?
I just go where the flow takes me, man.
Yeah.
That flow is a real living, breathing thing, man.
Well, excellent.
Well, once again, we are speaking with comedian Jono Wilson from First Impressions, Tuesday nights on USA Network. Jono is going to be on this coming Tuesday night as the season finale. You have to check out this show. I really hope that they come back for a second season. We will have someone on every week for that as well. And someone else that we were talking about last week, his nose is a little bit crooked. First name Owen, last name Wilson. Are you all right there?
Yeah. How are you guys? My name's Owen Wilson. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So do you still crash weddings, or was that just like the one time?
Oh, no. I mean, that was just for the movie. I mean, sometimes my friends don't invite me, so I have to show up. But I don't really think of that crash.
How was Jane Seymour? At least that one. I shouldn't say that.
No,
one
no,
scene.
That's yeah.
Yeah, but I already said it. I had a picture with Jane Seymour.
Yeah,
Jane is a firecracker.
Oh, it's on the front of your website.
That's right. Yeah,
it's on the homepage of your website.
Yeah, she was good in that movie.
Yeah, but Owen actually got to meet her.
She was good in Live and Die.
Oh yeah,
she was the psychic.
She just got divorced.
Oh, good for you, Dave.
Wow. Well, but of course, Drillbit Taylor as well. That's remember that one, Owen?
Oh, I sure do.
Yeah,
that's one of my themes, really. I love playing characters that you really want to root for. So that was a great one to play.
Vince Vaughn? How's he to work with?
Oh man. I said Jane Seymour's a firecracker, and I mean Vince Vaughn's a rocket ship, man.
I bet.
He's totally out of control. I mean, he talks real fast, and he's got a dog that is this size of him. It's like a greyhound, and it's terrifying.
Ooh.
But he's a great guy. Great guy.
Excellent. Yeah. That is really good.
Yeah. Now, once again, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with comedian Jonna Wilson from First Impressions. Check out the season finale this Tuesday night on USA Network. And now, one of the others that we know that you love to impersonate is Tim Gunn. Now, that's quite the loud personality, right?
Yes. Yes, he is. But he knows what he wants, and he wants it right now. So if you don't have it, get out.
It's like completely different than all the other voices that you do.
Yeah, Tim Gunn is a little different. I was dating a girl who loved Project Runway, and I walked into the room.
I love that show.
It's a great show. I got hooked. I got absolutely hooked, and all I could do when I watched it was just say, "Make it work, make it work." Wow. I love Tim Gunn.
Yeah, yeah, he's a good guy. And so, is there anyone else that you impersonate on this coming Tuesday night that you would love to share with us?
One of my favorites, and I've been doing it since I was a little kid, is Sylvester Stallone.
Really?
I love Sly, and I love to do it. You know, he's a good guy. He means well. You know, but he doesn't. Where am I? What's going on here? Hey, yo! Hey, Bonnie! Where am I, Bonnie? My favorite thing about... If you guys, and for everyone who's listening, if you don't follow Sylvester Stallone on Instagram, you got to do it.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. He's just, like, the most lovable dad. But we know him as, like, the 90s action hero, you know?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. He's the best.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
He's had such a great career, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Especially his very first movie.
Well, yeah. But is that... Yeah. Which one?
Favorite movie of all time.
Yeah. Don't... Yeah. But he's just telling us that in our ears, Dave.
Yeah. So
I didn't know that.
We're not going over the air with that one.
Okay.
But again, we want to thank you, Jonna Wilson from First Impressions. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment. We love this show, and we cannot wait for them to come back with a second season. Everyone, check out the season finale Tuesday night on the USA Network. Jonna, best of luck.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. You're excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Very, very good.
Yes.
All of them have been so great. There's so many of them. We should have maybe our own contest do clips.
Right. I mean, just
and
bring all those people in and just do it here.
Yeah, or just certain clips of each one, right? What have we had? Six of them? Seven?
Yeah, I think,
eight?
Yeah, six or so, yeah, something like that.
What do you think?
I think
that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it is.
What do you think? Eric, you like it?
Sure.
And we've basically just had one person from each episode on. And so, you know, there's three different people on each episode.
Oh, so there's a lot more.
There's a lot more, yeah. Yeah. So they actually offered us the other two contestants, but we have a very... Well, yeah, they offered. I said that we
starts at 1-1, going to I hear 2-2-3.
Not that quite, but we got it. We got a lot more show coming up in just after the hour, so we're gonna hear a little bit more from the Wonders with That Thing You Do, a song
that
Dave and I love and Eric is wrong about. Been got good.
I'm usually wrong, so it's okay.
I just can't take it anymore.
I don't know this one though. What is that one?
Yeah.
I never heard this one.
This is the same song.
It's the same song.
Oh, it's the same song.
It's just the other half
of it.
Oh, it goes in half. No wonder. They play part one in the beginning, and at the end they play the other half.
I love that
thing. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM.